Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams, and thanks again for joining us on WJMM 99.1 FM, Central Kentucky Christian Radio. Again, you may be joining on the podcast. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. And I know, okay, I said it yesterday, happy July 4th on the 3rd, because many were celebrating on that Monday and off work and things like that. But today it's official. Happy 4th of July. And I just want to touch on that a little bit as our country's second president, John Adams, maybe one of the most faith-filled presidents in our history, he said about this day, "It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations." We'll call them fireworks, right? Firecrackers, right? "From one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore." At the same time, it should stay focused on God's great grace and benevolence toward us as a nation founded predominantly on biblical and Christian principles, not celebrating all those things that blatantly go against His word and will, especially when it comes to sexual immorality and gender dysphoria. We will reap what we sow, and in the meantime, we need to reach out to and be willing to address and help those who are hurting and willing to hear, even when they don't know they're hurting. God's word in Romans 1, 18 through 32 is not simply a warning against the depravity and perversity that we are seeing in our culture today. It is a revelation of His wrath. Go read it. A revelation of His wrath against us for already having gone down this path as a culture, as a country, with little resistance from our churches and beyond. And He has given us over to these horrific outcomes in His perfect judgment. May we repent in great and godly sorrow and ask for His hand of grace and mercy upon us once again. Now, if you missed any of the previous episodes, you can find them at WJMM.com. Click on the podcast tab, the Love and Lordship links you'll find today and the previous 2 days. Or you can go to loveandlordship.com. Love and Lordship. Spell it all out and together. Love, A-N-D, Lordship. And you'll find not only these, but you'll find many other podcasts and videos and articles. And in almost every one of the articles, we have all of the scriptures linked so you can check it against the Word. Make sure that we're bringing the Word, and not only that, but we're bringing it truthfully. We've got a lot in today's episode, if you haven't already figured that out, so buckle up and hold on tight. Today's one another may be the toughest one we will ever have to deal with, but it is the very difficult nature of it that makes it so rewarding if we are willing to obediently follow through. In line with it, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says that godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. The command in today's message is not just being sorry for getting caught. It must be a heartfelt and therefore heart-changing attitude that we bring to the Lord and to others, as the case may be. This heartfelt, heart-impacting attitude has much to do with how we respond to our one another today in this episode, and even more so in how much of an impact it will have on our heart and in our lives and relationship with God and with others. Not only does this command help to set our hearts free, but has an incredible impact on our prayer life and how that impacts others. You may be carrying a lot of excess baggage in your life that you don't need to be carrying. Today's message and the one another command will go a long way in helping you to lay down that burden, but it won't necessarily be easy. What is keeping you from confessing your faults, your sins to others, to one another? James 5:16a says this very simply, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other." Now, that's the first part of it. We're going to go a little deeper as we move through this. The Greek word for when we get our word and response of confession literally means to agree with. That's really powerful if you think about it. I've recognized that my sin or sins, my fault, have come against God's truth, and I'm now willing to admit them and turn in agreement with his truth rather than continue walking in my truth, which was wrong. That's what confession does. This is the first step in true heart change. If it is godly and sincere, as we found out it is needed in the Corinthians passage that I quoted earlier. This is true confession and then repentance. Once again, James, in his matter-of-fact, in-your-face style, gets right to the point of our one another today. In that verse, he says, confess your sins or faults to each other. That's another ouch, right? We don't like to do that. That doesn't come natural for us. As we found, none of these do. Some are harder than others. You mean, James is saying that through the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit through James, I should say, that I need to air my dirty laundry to other believers? Evidently so. While it's not a specific scripture, the principle is biblical here. Confession is good for the soul. It is good because it not only brings my sin out of the darkness and into the light, but it also helps hold me accountable to others who love the Lord and love me. I think we do need to be discerning as to those who are mature in the Lord, that we can bring our sins to them and confess. We also must remember that as we do so, and as others confess their sins to us, this is not for gossip or to look down on anyone, but to grow together in Christ. And as the rest, I mentioned we're going to talk about the rest of it, the rest of the text in the context of the James passage says, so that you may be healed. Confess your sins, your faults to one another, so that you may be healed. What sin or sins are keeping you from being healed? Humble yourself before the Lord and others. Certainly takes humility to confess my sins and failures to others. And trust that He will honor that in forgiveness and healing. Especially be willing to confess. Say you're sorry and ask forgiveness of those that you have specifically and or intentionally wronged. In this way, healing and restoration can take place to strengthen you and them as disciples and together build up Christ's church. There's one caution here now, though, and I've seen it happen in my mentoring and counseling work. If you do find those that are not mature and discerning to handle sins confessed, be wise and careful to find others who are. I mentioned that earlier. While at the same time, not using it as an excuse to not confess your sins. Don't use it and say, well, nobody's mature enough, right? Or an excuse to stop loving them. Be wise, but certainly be obedient. Now, I'm going to tie this in because I think it's very important. You can read through all of scriptures that there really are three confessions in all of scripture that are wrapped up. And you and I need to be able to mature in making all of them as needed. And they are needed. First, I need to daily confess before others that Christ is the Lord of my life and live like it. In humbly doing so, I then need to confess my sins to Him and know that as I do with heartfelt remorse and conviction that I'm forgiven. I'm set free. And then finally, and this, the one we're talking about today, may actually be the most difficult one because it exposes me to other fallible human beings. As the one another today reminds us, I must confess my sins to others to help hold me lovingly accountable so that I may be healed. We definitely need the Lord to help us do these daily and or as needed so we can grow in Christ and help others do the same. Remember, I've said this to many. When you confess and ask for forgiveness and say you're sorry, let that match the offense, the sin, the fault. If it was public, then do so publicly. That'll make it even tougher. If it was privately, then do so privately. Don't step beyond that because that's often driven by pride. If you want to know more, contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com. I'll help you walk through that. Let me ask a few questions before our food for thought today. What keeps you from confessing your sins to mature believers? Do you have at least one person you can go to and trust to do so? Are you going to those you've actually harmed and sinned against? What keeps you from being one that others can confess their sins to. That's the case. How can you become a believer who will confess your sins and be healed and set free, as well as one to whom others can come to in faith and with trust? That's what God is looking for in His church and kingdom. Food for thought. We have to remember that confession never comes easy, and in reality, it's quite difficult in our natural fleshly pride. However, the old adage that I quoted earlier, confession is good for the soul, is actually a biblical principle that we'd all be wise to follow. Where are you when it comes to confessing your sins to the Lord and others? Our four action steps today: spend time with God in His Word and prayer and listening daily. Begin with the scriptures in this message, even those in the introduction from Romans and 1 Corinthians. Ask the Holy Spirit. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. One of the functions and jobs of the Holy Spirit in us as believers. Number three, pray and ask the Holy Spirit then to convict you and to show you anything that you need to bring before the Lord, and then follow through in confession. Christ is Lord, confessing your sins to Him, number two. And number three, then confess it to others, wise mentors that can help you grow, and to those that you have offended or hurt, sinned against. And then number four, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to convict and show you anything that you need to confess to others, and then follow through in that confession. Follow through with the Lord, and then follow through confessing to others. The freedom you'll experience will far outweigh the pain and difficulty of mustering the courage and then following through in obedience to this command. I promise you, I've been there. I've held on to it for a while, and it just weighed me down. And then in humility and confession, laid it out there, and the burden is gone. I can't be responsible for how others respond, but I can be for how I am obedient. I told you this one another would not be easy, but as I've shared, and know that much of it was from my own experience, the freedom of laying down the burdens of unconfessed sin is totally worth it. Be willing to push through by His grace and try it today. You won't be sorry. I promise you it will work. It may be difficult, it may be hurt for a little while, but it will cleanse your soul, and He will cleanse you and set you free. As we continue tomorrow, we're going to discuss one of the most practiced and hopefully fulfilling one another's that will fill in the rest of today's scripture text. I pray that you'll find the time to join us, and be sure to invite family, friends, and loved ones, and as always, your enemies. If you got them and you still have any contact with them, invite them to join us. We want them to know who Jesus is and how we're supposed to walk with Him, not only as Savior, but as Lord, in the authority of His love. Check out our website, loveandlordship.com. You can give there. Thank you for those who do so. It's tax deductible, and we greatly appreciate it. You can get our book there, the icon in the middle of the homepage. And contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com for any conversations, comments, questions, disagreements, any of that. Love to engage with you. Again, if you give, thank you. If you're praying, thank you so much. And if it's not us, keep praying until the Lord shows you who to give to. He will honor that, and He will honor you as you faithfully and obediently follow through on that. Thanks again for joining us. Thanks always for your prayers. Thanks always to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Make it a great day, and God bless in Him. Stay tuned for Bill Reeser Encounter next. And at 12:45, Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.